Umoilim b'hem means that midrabbonin there's an issa mila. But Rashi says yesh b'hem issa lehonis b'loy damim. If you don't pay money and powder it to use the blood, even though it's nasa mitzvasan already, midrabbonin though there's still an issa mila, you can't have any hanor from this blood. So these farmers that wanted to use it, they had to first pay money for it. They will be powder it, and after the powder it, then they're allowed to use it. The Gemara said like this: Tana Rabbon. The pasuk says, "V'yotza el hamizbeach." The kohen gadol on Yom Kippur has to go past the whole mizbeach. Like we said, up until now he was standing in front of the mizbeach, facing right in front of the proiches and making the azores on the proiches. When he finished that, then he had to walk in front, like in back, real in front of the mizbeach. So, matamud loyma. What does the pasuk have to tell us this for? Like pshita, he has to walk now in front of the mizbeach. So Amar Reb Nechemya. Because we learned about other par, other karbonis that are brought inside the heichal. That's called the par that comes at the whole chayis or did a chet b'shoigeg. So they have to bring a korban tzibur called the par habua kol mitzvus. That's also this called hazoyis. You have to do kenega the proiches in the heichal. But there shekoyin oimed chutzlam is beich. Even though the kohen has to throw the dam towards the proiches, he doesn't stand like the kohen gadol in front of the mizbeach. Right next to the proiches, there he has to stand mamish in all the way in back of the mizbeach, all the way here, and throw towards the proiches. Is sha'ay made chutz le mizbeach umazal la proiches? He has to stand all the way in back of the mizbeach apnim and throw towards the proiches. B'shor shumazer. So that's the halacha by regular parabah kol mitzvus. Yochal av zekein. Maybe even on Yom Kippur also, after the kain, when the kain gadol does the hazois on the proiches. He also has to be standing like in back of the mizbeach and throw it towards the proiches. Talmud Loima, that the pasuk is not like that. Here it says Talmud Loima v'yotzo el hamizbeach. After he did the hazoyis on the proiches, now he has to go in back of the mizbeach. So heichin hoya, where was he until now? In other words, when he did the hazoyis on the towards the proiches, where was he? Lifnim in hamizbeach. Before he was in front of the mizbeach, right near the proiches. That's the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. And after he finishes these hazors towards the proiches, then he goes backwards in back of the mizbeach. Tan yidduch, we want also the same thing in another bright like this. The pasuk says lofnei Hashem, the mizbeach hapnim is in front of Hashem. Is matam loyim? What does it teach us? Omri Rav Nechemya, lefi shemetzino bepar v'soyesh yom hakipurim. Because we know the halacha that on Yom Kippur shekoyein oimed lefnim min hamizbeach umaz al proiches b'shor shumazer. Because we know the locher is the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. When he mazah sprays the dam of the dam apar and the dam of the soyer connected in front of the proiches, where does he stand? He stands in front of the mizbeach, right near the proiches. That's where he stands. So yochol I would think av zekein, not on Yom Kippur. When a regular kohen brings a regular par, that the whole klayis did a chet b'shoigig, so they have to bring a korban chatis. That's called the chatas apnim. His derodah chatois also that you have to be mazah inside the heichal. So I would think also the kohen also there stands in front of the mizbeach right near the proiches and throws the dam towards the proiches. Talmud Loima, that's why the pasuk is not like that. Talmud Loima, the pasuk teaches us mizbach ketores hasamim lefnei Hashem asher b'yoyu moed. So we dashim mizbeach lefnei Hashem. Only the mizbeach is in front of Hashem near the proiches. V'ein kohen lefnei Hashem. But the kohen that brings the regular power in the middle of a year does not stand in front of the mizbeach, but rather behind the mizbeach. Ha'ketz said, how does it come out? Oy meid chutz le mizbeach. The kohen then has to stand in back of the mizbeach. Omazeh and throw it towards the proiches. In other words, only on Yom Kippur the kohen gadol stands right near the proiches, throwing towards the proiches, in front of the mizbeach. But the rest of the year, the kohen that brings the chatas apnim has to stand in back of the mizbeach apnim, or he's on the side, he's not right in front, he's on the side of the mizbeach, and he throws the dam towards the proiches. That's the locha. That's the pasuk of Yotzel mizbeach teaching us that on Yom Kippur, there the hazor was done in front of the mizbeach. And when you finish doing the hazor towards the proiches, then you have to walk in back of the mizbeach. Then when he walks now in back of the mizbeach apnim, his chomachet of yerid. Now he starts to do the zrikas on the four sides of the mizbeach. So Tana Rabbonin, his chomachet of yerid. He starts to make the zrikas now going downwards. Mehechen humaskel. From which corner of this mizbeach does he start to put the first zrika? Mikerin mizrachas dreimis. He does it on mizrachas dreimis. That's the east that's the bottom left side. Mizrach Dreimis is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you start by Mizrachis Svoinis. This Tani here holds no. You start from Mizrachis Dreimis. We'll soon see what the Svar is. You start from the east, south side. Then you go to, you make a left turn, and you do the Dreimis Maravis, the south west. Then you go Maravis Svoinis, the west north. Then you go to Svoinis Mizrachis, northeast. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's Svar. So there's two chidushim here. First of all, that you start on the Dorim Mizrach side, and also you go leftwards and don't go around in a right turn. So Gemara will explain why he holds that way. Rabbi Yosef Lili Yomer, he holds like our Mishnah, that Mikaren Mizrachis Svoinis. You start at the northeast side, Mizrachis Svoinis, the bottom right side you start. Then you go a right turn, Svoinis Maravis, the northwest. Then Maravis Dreimis, west-south. Then Dreimis Mizrachis, southeast. Now Mokim Shrab Yosef Lili Maso, the place where Rabbi Yosef Lili holds you should start, is Shom Rabbi Kiva Poisek. That's where Rabbi Kiva holds you end off. And Mokim Rabbi Akiva Maskel, the place where Rabbi Akiva starts from the Mizrach, from the Dreimis Mizrachis, is Shom Rabbi Yosef Lili Poisek. That's where Rabbi Yosef Lili ends off. So that's the Seder. Either you start here on the right side and go this way, or else you start here and go around the other way. Tomorrow says now, explain the halachas. The Kuliyama, both of them are asking, though, Miyu, Piyahu Karen, the Pogabaresha, Layovit. The first corner that the Kohen Gadol meets, he does not put the Zerikah on. Because the Kohen Gadol was standing up here first, right in front of the Preichas he was standing. And then the Pasuk says he has to walk all the way down in back of the Mizbeach. So when he's walking downwards here, the first corner he meets is the Marav side. So either it's the Marav Dreimis, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's the Marav Dreimis side he meets. And according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, it's the Marav Svoinis side that he meets first. So both of them hold you don't put the first Zerika at this first corner you meet, but rather you walk to the bottom of the Mizbeach, and if you're walking down the Tzofen side, you put the first Zerika, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, on the Tzofen Mizrachis side, and according to Rabbi Akiva, you walk down the Durham side, you put it on the Mizrachis Dreimis. So the kasher is, why don't we put it on the first corner here, on the Marav side? Why do we wait for the second corner when the Kohen Gadol is walking down? The first corner you meet, you should put the Zerika right there. So this is my time, what's the reason? So Omar Shmuel says the Yom HaKroh, because the Pasuk says like this, V'yotzo el ha-mizbeach. You have to go and leave the whole Mizbeach. So idashin adinofak mikulu Mizbeach. You can't put any Zerika until you walk past the whole Mizbeach. So when you're walking down from the Preichas, Marib, the first corner you meet, you can't put yet, because you didn't pass by the whole Mizbeach. So you have to wait till you come to the bottom corner, the Mizrach side. So depending if you're coming down the south side, Durham side, that's Rabbi Akiva Svaram, put it on the south east. If you're coming down the north side, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, you put it on the northeast. That's the Shaila. Now the Gemara says now, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, Nakev Derech Yimin. Rabbi Akiva says now, true, you start at the left corner, you start at the south east corner, but then he says, you know the next corner? You don't go to the east. You don't go to the east-north, which would be a right turn, but you're making a left turn. You're going back upwards to the west-south side. Charles, why do you make a left turn? Why don't you make a right turn? For the Gemara of Akiva, Nakir Derech Yimin, why don't you go along the right side? So like this, Rabbi Yosef Lili is good. He holds the right turn. Rabbi Yosef Lili holds, you start on the north side, the northeast, then you go upwards the right turn to the north-west side, and you go around the right side. So Kash is according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, according to Rabbi Akiva, why do you go a left turn? Why don't you make a right turn and go around this way? Now the Ikka Machlekes, if you go to the west, or you go on the, if you go on the north, the southern side, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, or do you go on the south side, according to Rabbi Akiva, is totally really how many Perechesin there were. If you hold there was only one Perechesin in the base of Mikdash Sheni, that was Rabbi Yosef Shita, so the entrance to the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on the southern side. Therefore, when the Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim into the Eichel, he was on the north. He was on the north side. He was on the southern side. So on the north side, he made the Hazoyis towards the Preichis, and then when he came down to the Mizbeach, he came along the north side. That's what Rabbi Yosi says. The first corner he met true was the northwest side, but you can't put a Zerika there. You have to go along the whole Mizbeach. So the first corner on the bottom was the east north side. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds. The first corner is the northeast, and then you go right turn, go to the west, northwest, and go around. That's called Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Kiva has told there were two Pereichesin in the Mizbech, based on the Tashani. If there were two Pereichesin, the inner Pereiches opened up on the north side, but the outer Pereiches opened up on the south side. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol came out of the Pereiches on the Durham side. So therefore, he made his Azoros on the Durham side, and then he walked down to the Mizbech, so the bottom side he reached was the east, south side. That's where Rabbi Kiva holds the first Zrik has to be on the Durham Mizrachis. But now the Durham is Mizrachis, right? Southeast. What? Oh, that's the question. The question is now, according to Bekiva, why do you go backwards and go up here left turn? Why don't you make a right turn? That's the question of Bekiva. That's what we're holding now. For the moment, Bekiva, Nakas Derachimin, why don't you go a right turn? The Chura Lema, Bidirami, by Yecheskel, Kamislegi. The Machlekes of Yosef Glili, Bekiva, is told in this Machlekes if you have to make a right turn always or not. In Rami, by Yecheskel's Halacha. Because he said, the Yom Rami, by Yecheskel, Yam, Shaosa, Shloimai. Shlomo Melech made a very big pool, very big yam, that you could be tevil kelim inside it. They used it for mikvah to be tevil kelim in the Beis Hamikdash. And it said, Oymed, as the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, that Oymed al Shnei Masa Bakr. There were 12 different axes carrying this big pool. Shloisha Poinim Tzvoina. 3 axes were facing north side. Ushloisha Poinim Yoma. And 3 axes were facing the west side. Now this is a right turn. Ushloisha pointim negva. 3 were facing south. That's also to go right. Ushloisha pointim mizrachis. And 3 were facing east. So see the pasuk goes around on the right side. For hayam alayim, and this big yam, the big pool was on top of them. Milmal on top of them. The chol achireim, all the backs of the animals, baisa, was like facing inside. Holomaratus, from here we learn from this pasuk, Rabbi Yecheskel says, shakolpina shata poina. Anytime you have to make a turn, we learn that the turn should always be loyhei. Hello, derech yamin. Anytime you have to make a turn, the turn always has to be the right way. This is Rami by Yecheskel's halacha. Is lechura, and it also says lemizruch. It has to be the east. So negayat how was shal here? It's not negayat, it's mizruch or not. It's negayat to the gemara and zvachim. But stam, you have a raya. All anytime you make a turn, you should do it to the right. So the Chura Mar Isle Drome by Yecheskel, Rabbi Yisrael Aglili that says you cheshbin that this rik is with a right turn, holds like the Drome by Yecheskel. You always have to make a right turn. Umar left the Drome by Yecheskel. And it comes out that Rabbi Kiva that holds you make a left turn by making this rik is on the Zbech Apnim, argues on Drome by Yecheskel. Holds you don't have to make a left turn. That's what Umar wants to say. So Umar says, Loi, no, you don't have to say like that. I tell you really, the Kula Yalma is the Rami by Yecheskel. It could be even Rabbi Kiva is also Moida to Rami by Yecheskel's halacha. That outside of the Heichel, outside of the Panim, you always have to make a right turn. For Hocha Boka Miflagi, you know what the Machalikas of Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva is like this. Ma Sovar, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that Yafinim Panim Michutz. You learn out the halacha is what's negated to the Heichel inside the Panim from the Chutz. Hey, the Yam Shos, the Shloimai was outside and the Chutz was in the Yazara. So maybe in the Azara, the other person says you have to make a right turn always. Rabbi Yosef Glili says the same halach replies to the Pnim, to the Heichel. In the Heichel also, when you want to make the four Zrikis on the Mizbech HaPnim, when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to make the four Zrikis with the Dam and the Par and the Dam and the Son mixed together, you have to go in the right turn. We learn out from Chutz to Pnim. Umar Sover, Rabbi Kiva Svar is no. Lo Yafin and Pnim Michutz. I don't learn out the halachas of the Heichel of inside to halachas of what's said about outside in the Chutz. True, he's also masking outside in the Azara. We learn now from the Pesukim about speaks about the Yam Shos Shloimai that you always have to cheshbin with a right turn. That's only halach is outside in the Azara and Chutz. But halach is maget the Panim, maybe Panim is different. For Rabbi Kiva, that's one teretz. Master of Panim Chutz. For Rabbi Kiva, fretting more kasha. Good. Nehi de loyala Panim Chutz, still it's shver. Rabbi Kiva says there's a difference. Halachas of Panim have different halachas than Chutz. So outside, you always have to cheshbon with a right turn. Inside, it doesn't say how you have to cheshbon. So the chura, iboy hochi neved. The chura, there shouldn't be a special way that you have to do it. The chura, if you want to make a right turn, if you want to make a left turn, there's still a kashan of kiva. How come he says in the Mishnah, the first zrikir is on the droimis mizrochis, and then the next one is bedavka on the marovis droimis? You bedavka have to make a left turn. If you don't have any lima true, it doesn't bedavka have to be a right turn. But why bedavka left turn? It should be up to you, whichever way you want. It should be good. Masha Mekiva says, lo yibadavka have the cheshbin left. That's what Shver. Where's this limut to say badavka do it left? True, you don't have a right, you have to do it after right, so it should be up to you. You claim God should have a choice. If he wants to go the right way, if he wants to go the left way, what do you say badavka the left way? So Mar says, very good. Omalach Mekiva. Mekiva answers like this. That Medina really, Peyahu Karen the Poga Beresha, Peyahu Ovid Beresha. Really, when the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur was walking down from the Proches and walking down the Mizbeach, really the first corner that he met, which was the Marogas Jeroimis, really on this corner he should have put the first Rika. Why? The Yomar Rashlokas says, Ein Mavirin ala Mitzvahs. When you have a mitzvah to do, when it comes in your hand to do it right away. Don't wait, push it off. Here also, you have a mitzvah to put the zrikas on the four corners. So the first corner you meet, you really should do it right away. So when the Kohen Gadol is coming down on the door on the south side, because Rabbi Kiva holds, there were two parochas in there, and the outer parochas, his entrance, was on the Durham side, so he came out of the Durham side. So the first corner he meets of the Zbech HaPnim is the Jeroi Mismarovis. So really, you should have put the zrika right there. The Yamayla Yovit, why didn't he make this Rika there? Mishum Nechsid, because of Yadash before, the Pasuk says, V'yotze El HaMizbeach. The Pasuk says, no, you have to wait till you leave the home Mizbeach. Adinofek Mikule Mizbeach. Until you leave from the home Mizbeach. So Melo, the first place you could do is on the Mizrachas Remis. You have to wait till you reach the bottom of the Mizbeach, on the east side of the Mizbeach, on the south, east south. Now, the Chiv and the Yoiv, the Yehu Keren, once you put Yizrika over there on this first one you could do, the reason why you make a left turn is to go back to that first corner that you should have done that you passed by. That's Rabbi Kiva's Svara. So really, there's no machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Both are moided to this Svara. Because Rabbi Yosef Glili holds, you went down the north side. So really, the first Zrika is on the east-north. Where's the next Zrika? It has to be the northwest for two reasons. One reason is, of course, you just passed that, you have to go back, and grant it happens to be the right way also. So merely you make a right turn. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that the opening into the Proiches and the Kodesh Kedoshim, the outer Proiches, the entrance is on the south side, so Kohen Gadol came down the Durham side. So merely he had to make the Zrika first on the Dreimis of the Mizrachis, but he passed by the Dreimis Marovis. Now he has to go back and make the Zrika back to that. That's why he has to go the left way. It's not a din you bedavka have to go the left way, but here, since that's the Karen you pass by, ein mavirin ala mitzvah, you have to go back to that mitzvah. You have to go back to that corner. Alright, we'll stop here.